A Trade Talks Advance. No do-over for Saints fans. I'm Mike Moss. President Trump says he could host Chinese President Xi to finalize a trade deal, but it's too early for that.
I think when President Xi and myself meet, every point will be agreed to.
Trade negotiator Robert Lighthizer.
I think we've made progress. We have much work to do if we're going to have an agreement, but we made substantial progress.
The Chinese president says he hopes that both nations will be able to make a deal by a March 1st deadline. A court's determined there will not be a do-over over that blown call in the NFC Championship game. Correspondent Clayton Neville.
The lawsuit argued that League Commissioner Roger Goodell should invoke a rule to order the game be replayed because of actions that are extraordinarily unfair. Today, a U.S. district judge rejected the suit. The Rams went on to win the game and will play the New England Patriots in Sunday's Super Bowl in Atlanta.
President Trump says he won't take no for an answer from Speaker Nancy Pelosi when it comes to getting money for a border wall.
No, because if there's no wall, it doesn't work. She's just playing games. So if there's no wall, it doesn't work.
Pelosi argues the money could be spent more effectively.
90% of what we're concerned about, whether it's drugs or whatever, comes through the ports of entry. Let's make them stronger with roads to go with it so we can facilitate commerce and tourism and immigration and first and foremost security.
The CDC says young kids are using too much toothpaste. We asked correspondent John Stolness, what's the recommendation?
Dentists recommend kids have no more than a pea-sized amount of toothpaste on their brush. Health officials say everyone 2 years or older should brush twice a day with fluoride toothpaste, but that kids should be careful not to treat toothpaste like it's a tasty treat.
On Wall Street, a mixed day. The Dow was down 15 points, the S&P up 23, and the NASDAQ was up 98. I'm Mike Moss.
A new poll says more Americans approve of President Trump than they do the big media. That's why millions of Americans are tuning in to Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is America's new conservative news channel. Every day on Newsmax TV, you'll see top newsmakers like Bill O'Reilly, Pat Buchanan, Alan Dershowitz, Mike Reagan, and more giving the truth about President Trump. Even Bill O'Reilly's new show, No Spin News, airs exclusively on Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is the fastest growing cable news channel in America, soon in over 60 million homes. Find out why everyone is watching. Check out Newsmax TV on DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. That's DirecTV Channel 349, Xfinity 1115, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, and Spectrum. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable company. Tell them you want Newsmax TV. You want real news.
Arizona News Radio. With the state capitol, Representative David Stringer is removed from his last committee assignment after Democrat Reginald Boulding filed an ethics complaint the day before.
I think a culmination of everything we've seen over the last several months, I think the complaint, I think the motion to expel, I think all of that collectively pushed the speaker to take action, and I'm glad to see it happen.
Stringer under fire for racially charged statements last year and a report last week indicating a link to sex crimes in Maryland in the 80s. Expelled State Representative Don Shooter filing suit claiming he was denied due process after sexual harassment allegations against him last year. An hours-long barricade situation ends in Williams. An armed suspect had been refusing to get out of his car after a traffic stop.
Obviously, we make lots of traffic stops every day, and everyone has to be you are taught and trained to not become complacent no matter how long you've been on the job.
John Paxton with the sheriff's office. Nearby businesses closed as a precaution. The suspect taken into custody early Wednesday night. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
The 700 KFX traffic reports brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Look for an accident in Scottsdale off to the right, Loop 101 northbound approaching McKelps Road, Phoenix. The I-17 southbound Bethany Home Road on the on-ramp. In-N-Out Burger Fresh Fact. Nothing is frozen. Everything is delivered fresh to every restaurant, beef, buns, and produce. Because fresh is what it's all about.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, as we head into the evening, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Low 54 with mostly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny for tomorrow Friday. Slight chance of morning shower, high 72. Increasing clouds Friday night, low 54. 30% chance of morning shower Saturday, high 71. I'm TJ Matthews from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 73 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The matchup for the big game is set. It's this week's Geico Sports Now. Despite a little controversy, experts believe it's the two best teams facing off in what should be a real battle. With both league championship games going to overtime, fans really got their money's worth. A lot of us will be watching in early February. The folks who keep track tell us at least 110 million in the U.S. alone will have eyeballs on the big game. Did you know you could save as much as 15% in just 15 minutes on your auto insurance? Go right now to Geico.com for all the details.
Hi, I'm Bruce Fabrizio, inventor of Simple Green. Like you, I'm a big sports enthusiast, and I want my gear to shine like new. That's why it's clean with Simple Green, the concentrated cleaner that's perfect for making your auto, RV, cycling, boating, and other sporting equipment look like new again. Try it today. If you're not 100% satisfied, I'll give you your money back. Visit us at SimpleGreen.com.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show. Every Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4 right here on Independent Talk, KFNX 1100, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this Opportunity Knocks Thursday here in the Valley of the Sun. I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are
the Elton Brothers.
Numbers to join in, talk to the bros. Anything real estate related on the table. 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line, always on. Monday through Sunday, 480-451-3318, and our email, eltonbrothers@cox.net. We got another nonstop hour, scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus it's been a seller's market for years, but times are a-changing. Will buyers take advantage? Then in our loan segment, it's tax season, also known as refund season. Deanne has some ideas how you can get your next loan. Bottom of the hour, Investor's Corner. You know, for many travelers, homes have replaced hotels. We're going to check into some golden VRBO opportunities. And down the stretch, we got some new listings. And in honor of the big unit, a special home auction deals of the week. So much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
You know what I remember most about my childhood?
The most about your childhood?
Well, not most, but let's just say.
Sticks out?
Sticks out. Every winter, you know what reminds me of my childhood?
Oh, well, now I'm going back with you.
When we lived in Pennsylvania.
On the bus corners in the morning.
And it was January. And it was in Pennsylvania, and it was in coal mining town of Hazleton, PA. It was dark and dreary. And freezing and snowy and icy. And then I'd see on TV the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
And you see the sunshine and the palm trees and the short sleeves. Meanwhile, I have to wear 17 layers and 4 carms of gloves and 19 hats and 6 boots to make it through the day because it was 10 below. And I used to say to myself, say, listen, one of these days I want to move out to the warmth.
Out west.
And I used to be so jealous of seeing these people on the Rose Bowl dressed in shorts and t-shirts while I was freezing. What do you think the people are going through in Chicago right now? In Wyoming? In Cleveland? In the whole 90% of the United States?
Well, don't leave out Minneapolis, because we were texting. We had some friends, clients up there. It is there. It's like 50 below. It's a 110 degree difference between our temperature and Minneapolis. 110 degrees. That's crazy.
If you're not watching the Phoenix Open, I wish it was really sunny today.
It still looks beautiful. It's that Phoenix Waste Management. It is like one big commercial for the Valley. That's what that whole, the mountains.
You got nothing to do. You got nothing to do in 80% of the country except lay in bed, watch TV.
You are watching the golf.
You're watching golf and you're watching sunny Phoenix, Arizona and going, I'm booking a ticket.
Is this coming back around to real estate?
I'm booking a ticket because I can't stand to watch people walk around in short sleeves while I can't leave my house because my eyelids will freeze shut. Yes.
Are we in a good spot?
It just reminded me of that. You know, it just reminded me of growing up and being in and watching the Rose Bowl and seeing the sunshine and the warmth. People are going to start moving here in droves after this.
They already have. Maricopa County, as you know, number one growth county in the country.
We got to be proud of what's going on around here. I mean, we got lots of growth, lots of construction. We got cranes. We got ASU looks like a construction zone.
Yeah, it's a city. It's a city.
Rents are high. Prices of investment properties are manageable. Rates are low. The sun is shining. If you're not buying real estate here in Arizona to rent out, to live, to have as a second home, a lot of people in right now from
all over
the world to come here and stay in Arizona. If you're not buying real estate right now, you got to have a screw loose.
And they're just getting started at ASU, by the way. The Tempe Town Lake and that whole development. I've seen some
out
of plans
control
for the future. And Michael Crow's been speaking about this at different places around town. The expansion plans for ASU, remarkable.
But I will tell you this. Inventory has grown. We're almost at 20,000 listings in MLS. A month and a half ago, we were at 16,000. Inventory is creeping up. And I believe that the amount of pendings is also creeping up. So we're starting to see a lot of excess of inventory, which is actually slowing this market to, I think, a 50-50 buyer-seller market. If your home is not priced correctly, you're going to have a little bit of a hard time selling it.
I want to jump on the back of this.
Please.
Because it has been a seller's market. Well, let's just call it what it is. It has been a seller's market here for years. For years. Since the downturn happened over the last, say, good solid 3 to 4 years, it has been a seller's market. Prices up 7% last year, 7% year before that, even more, maybe 10%. But now, since the last quarter, since December specifically, when we had the rate hike, and you just said a 50-50 market, in some areas, I'd say it's more like a buyer's market, really, a buyer's market. And here's the question of the day. The question of the day is, will the buyers who now have the inventory, you just said almost 20,000 homes, who have continued low interest rates, will the buyers take advantage of an opportunity? Because they have it right now. Now there is an opportunity to get seller concessions, to get closing costs paid for and covered.
I just did that. Just did a VA loan for one of my clients. House was $222,000. The apps, just a bullet, the bullseye of pricing. And client got, he was a VA, 0% financing, got all of his closing costs paid for. Almost $6,000 in closing costs paid for by the seller. He wanted to sell the home. A lot of people are coming in right now needing assistance. A lot of times people don't have the money to come in with a down payment, but they got great credit and they got great options to do 3.5% down FHA, 100% down VA financing.
It's there. It's there for the taking.
But when you're talking about inventory rate rising, just to give people a perspective, 20,000 homes on MLS, that is an increase. It's almost 15% increase in active listings in MLS over the last 2 months.
If you're a millennial, and by the way, millennials are coming into this market, and it's going to be the millennials carrying this market forward. Because guess what? The job market is booming. right out of college. There are great jobs out there. We know many that are getting it. But right now, move out of that apartment. Move out of the basement. Give Deanne a call, our lender. She's going to be on next.
The basement.
Move out. Yeah, you can. There are 3% down loans out there, 3.5% down loans. You can get a gift from your family. It is a great time today to take advantage.
You know what else is a good time to do right now? Go out to the open. Send those pictures out to all those family members in those freezing areas of the country and say, get your butt down, Arizona. Boy. Move it, boy. Giddy up.
All right. Up next, it's tax season, also known as refund season. Deanne has some ideas how you can get your next loan. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers, Real Estate in the Palm of Your Hand.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Buying or selling a home? The most important protection you need is a good home inspection, and you want the best. At Inspect 10, they deliver. A-plus rating with the BBB? Yes. Color-coded reports with pictures? Yes. Inspect 10 even gives you a free 90-day major systems warranty. No one does that. For nearly 20 years, Inspect 10 has had the best price and amazing service. Just ask the Elton Brothers. They've been exclusively using Inspect 10 for over 10 years. Call Inspect 10 today at 480-204-1010. That's 480-204-1010.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody needs a home. Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. Call us direct, 480-451-3318 right now. If you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line, Suburban Mortgage, 602-606 6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry, one of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deannuitized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Deanne. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Where did you grow up? Where were you born?
I was born in Texas and raised in Canada.
Oh,
Canada. Somebody knows a little bit about frostbite.
So it was cold when you were growing up. And David, did you ever see on TV? It was just like beautiful in California and in Arizona. You see the palm trees of people walking around with shorts and t-shirts when it was 10 below up in Canada.
Absolutely. And I was jealous.
Right? See? Yep. That's what I'm saying. That's what people are feeling right now. I'm telling you, get your pen ready, get your computers on. We're going to start doing some loans, selling real estate to people that just don't want to be jealous anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get out of the cold. What I did.
Are you going out?
We all come to our senses eventually. They all do. See, what happens is, Deanne, as we know, they come down here for a visit for a weekend. Then they come down here and they do a VRBO for a month or, you know, a little bit longer. And then they actually, you know, rent one for the winter. And then they buy a place and it's usually too small because in 3 years they need a house because they're moving here. That's typically the way it goes.
Are you going to be able to make it out to the open?
No, Deanne? Not this week.
You're busy.
I'll be in Cancun next week.
Oh.
Right. Cancun, another place that makes you jealous.
Cancun.
You see, Deanne goes there every year because she's like one of the top people in the country.
Oh, that's right.
And they, it's like a president's club. Millionaires, you have to sell so many millions of dollars worth of loans or something and you qualify and you go.
Right.
So congratulations, I guess, is what we should be saying.
Thank you.
Dan, do you have luggage shaped like a golf bag that I can get in?
Rick wants to be in that Shipsticks commercial. Yeah. He wants to be in the bag.
There you go, right?
I could lose 10 pounds before next week.
Not quite.
Yeah.
You got a little ways to go.
No. Enough with you telling me that.
I need some support. When you pack, do you like weigh your luggage on the scale, like so that it gets under the 50-pound thing? Like we've been at like 50, like right on the nose.
Dave's the only guy on the planet that still packs his golf clubs. He travels with a bag the size of a piano case. Me, I could go around the world in one duffel bag, period. That's it. Don't take any more, no less. One duffel bag, that's it.
See, that's how you know my brother's not a golfer. Because anybody who's a golfer will pack their clubs first and everything else second.
Shipsticks.
Not a bad way to go. All right, we better get into this. We're running out. Okay.
Deanne, real estate.
So, Deanne.
Yes.
So we were talking, so it's tax season coming up. Tax season, refund season.
Absolutely, for your down payment. If you're a vet, you can use it towards closing costs if we can't get the seller to pay it, or you can't. Because keep in mind, FHA only requires 3.5% down. Some conventionals, you can get away with 3% down. And so, you know, tax refunds are usually pretty decent. I mean, at $280,000, your down payment on FHA is $9,800. And a lot of people that have a few kids that might need to spend up to $280,000 typically get $7,000 or $8,000 back. So they should be able to save up the difference.
There you go. I mean, there is a great first-time millennial strategy for the parents. You get the tax refund, help your son or daughter get their first house. Right? Gift them?
Yes.
What do you think?
Absolutely. Your parents can gift it. Family member can give you a gift. So if you don't have the extra, because rents are so high right now, a lot of people can afford the payment, but it's very difficult, especially with children and the cost of daycare and all of that good stuff. Simply can't seem to save the entire down payment. So tax season's a perfect time to invest in yourself.
No kidding. And guess, as we've been talking, and, you know, the market has slowed down. We've called it a pause, a hesitation. We could put over whatever label you want on it. But, you know, it's more of a buyer's market as we sit here today than it was even a month ago or 2 months ago, much more. And so we're seeing, you know, there are not so many bidding wars. You know, cash is king, yeah, but there's not a lot of cash buyers. Everybody's kind of taking a pause. So this is a chance for millennials, first-time home buyers, VA buyers, FHA buyers to come in and grab that property. Sellers are a little more motivated than they were in general. I mean, that's what we're seeing. So what we got to do.
I'm seeing a lot of concessions.
That's what I was going to say. So you're seeing concessions as well. Yes. We got to take advantage of that. That is the way to get people into homes for the first time. So.
Absolutely.
Given that, Deanne.
With that in mind.
With that in mind. Let's talk about rates. Where are we with FHA right now?
Okay. At $280,000, we're at 4.75 with an APR of 5.554. All in payment, $1,800.52.
1801, same as last week. 4.75. There's still a 4 in front of these rates, people. I know for millennials, it's hard to quantify how historically low that is, but your parents know. Your parents are familiar with the 70s.
They don't care.
They know when rates were 17%.
They don't care.
Who doesn't care?
Millennials.
Oh, that's right.
Anybody that says historical anymore, you're outdated.
Right.
The only historical that a millennial knows is 3.5%.
I know. That's why you got to go to the parents.
Yeah. Well, the parents, you know, they don't talk to their parents about much anyway, much less what rates were 20 years ago. So I think anybody, you really can't say historically anymore. You got to say.
Well, you got to educate people, Rick. That's
right.
What we're trying to do.
But
here.
It was a different economy back then when rates were anywhere between 12 and 20%.
You mean back in the days of the oil embargoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So VA, Deanne.
VA. We're at 4.75 with an APR of 4.88. All in payment, $1,642.65.
All right. 1643, 4.75. Once again, zero down required. Again, we could try to get the seller to pay costs.
And they're doing it.
And they're doing it, as Rick mentioned in the open. Sellers are paying costs. FHA can be the down payment gifted. Seller to pay costs. So you can get into these houses for literally nothing out of pocket, just about. Okay. So we got the VA, 4.75, FHA. How about conventional? Where are we?
Conventional, 20% down, good credit. We're at 4.875 with an APR of 4.993.
$1,372.93. Conventional, 4.875. Under 5%, Rick. I know millennials are going to shrug, but really, we're still under 5. How about, I'm sure we're not under 5 with investors, but where are we? Deanne?
No. Investors, 20% down, good credit. You're looking at a rate of 5.75, APR of 5.996. $1,488.64 for a payment.
Not bad. You know,
$1,489. See what you can rent for $1,489.
The water cooler rate is still under 5. You know, and people are lining up and they're boasting it and they're yelling it from the rooftops that they got under 5% conventional 20% down loans. What's a 5% down conventional loan and a 10% down conventional loan, Deanne? I hate to put you on the spot, but is it much different?
Are you talking about the rate?
Yeah.
With good credit?
Well, no. What it is your mortgage insurance.
Right.
Because if you don't put 20% down, you're going to have a higher mortgage insurance premium than you would on 10%.
Got it. But the rates are pretty well the same.
The rates are the same.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But the point is, yeah. You got to meet with Deanne. She likes to meet with her clients face-to-face. This isn't like an online thing where you try to, you know, save an eighth. Go to Deanne and actually get that loan that's going to do right for you over the long term and fit your budget. It will be tailor-made. She's been doing this over 25 years. You just got to give her a call, 602-606-6728.
Bye, Deanne.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Take care.
Up next, Investor's Corner. You know, for many travelers, many of whom are in town, homes have replaced hotels. We're going to check out some golden VRBO opportunities next on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers Real Estate in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
President Trump sees March 1st as a hard deadline to reach a trade deal with China. The White House said today U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods will be hiked if an agreement is not reached by then. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said there will be no money for the president's border wall in any deal to keep the government open after February 15th. Trump said Pelosi should be happy there are border walls protecting her home state.
If you go to Tijuana and you take down that wall, you will have so many people coming into our country that Nancy Pelosi will be begging for a wall. She'll be begging for a wall. She will say, Mr. President, please, please give us a wall.
More than 4,000 flights have been canceled at Chicago's two international airports amid a deep freeze that brought record cold temperatures to Illinois. Talk about a case of weather whiplash. Temperatures by Monday in Chicago could shoot back to the low 50s from below zero readings today. I'm Barbara Cusack.
Arizona News Radio. With the state capitol, Representative David Stringer is removed from his last committee assignment after Democrat Reginald Boulding filed an ethics complaint the day before.
I think a culmination of everything we've seen over the last several months, I think the complaint, I think the motion to expel, I think all of that collectively pushed the speaker to take action, and I'm glad to see it happen.
Stringer under fire for racially charged statements last year and a report last week indicating a link to sex crimes in Maryland in the 80s. Expelled State Representative Don Shooter filing suit claiming he was denied due process after sexual harassment allegations against him last year. An hours-long barricade situation ends in Williams. An armed suspect had been refusing to get out of his car after a traffic stop.
Obviously, we make lots of traffic stops every day, and everyone has to be you are taught and trained to not become complacent no matter how long you've been on the job.
John Paxton with the sheriff's office. Nearby businesses closed as a precaution. The suspect taken into custody early Wednesday night. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This 1100 KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Look for an accident in Phoenix off to the right, the I-17 southbound loop through 3, Sonoran Desert. Look for another accident in Phoenix off the I-17 southbound Bethany Hold Road on the ramp. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help to create a future of no more victims at mad.org. That's mad.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for tonight, we'll have a slight chance for showers. We got a thunderstorm. Today, mostly cloudy, a low 54. There's a chance for showers in the morning. Friday, have a mostly sunny day with a high of 72. Saturday, there's a chance for showers in the afternoon. Today, mostly cloudy, a high of 71. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 70 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto, only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318, or email eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows. Search the MLS. Get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose. Completely free, of course, and it's all at eltonbrothers.com. Your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley. So, it's the Phoenix Open. Everybody knows it. It's the largest attended golf tournament in the world, and it's not even close. It'll be probably close to, as long as the weather holds out, 800,000 folks. 800,000.
That's a lot.
People coming through the gates this week over there at TPC Scottsdale. And many of them have visitors in from town, golf groups, and they're staying at VRBOs. They have a choice. And, you know, even hotels now are getting into the VRBO game.
Have you seen all this building going on from like Hovannon, D.R. Horton? They are building house rental communities. Have you seen this?
Yes, that's a thing. That's a thing.
The rental market in Arizona is alive and well, and
they're like hybrid rentals. Like, so they're sort of small homes, larger, like, they're single level typically, and they're like in that 700 to 1500 square feet kind of range, and they look like little homes.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And they're just holding on to those to use as rentals.
Little gated communities.
Little gated communities.
They're all condominiumized. They're all individually metered. They could sell them off.
And I think what tipped me off to this, I saw an article, I forget, it was online. It was about Sedona actually has a housing problem. They have not built all of the homes people are putting on VRBO are causing regular normal people not to have any place to rent. Because everybody's choosing to do VRBO. So those rents are much higher, shorter term. And so people have to live on the outskirts and commute into Sedona because there's so much. And there's like, you know, and there's lots of regulations for building. Now they're starting to loosen up on that, but building higher density type apartments and this and that. So they got to play some catch up. And the same thing is going on in Flagstaff. We're involved in a little project up there right now with some of our investors who are, you know, purchasing a home. The builder's going to lease it back for 2 years while they build out this community, and they're paying 9% on the purchase price and all that great stuff. But then after that, you know, it's going to be a VRBO rental.
I love Sedona. One of my buddies runs the Sedona Rouge. You ever want to get up to the Sedona Rouge and maybe get a little break on room rates? Call me.
Wow. 480-451-3318.
Take care of you.
Let me keep going.
Yeah, I'm with you.
On this track.
You know me.
Yeah, I know. I'm just trying to catch.
Squirrel. You know. There's a squirrel.
He runs over there. He goes over there.
Yeah.
But the thing is, so again, Flagstaff, very similar. Not a lot of housing. You know, they're expanding the university up there as well. A lot of parents are buying homes up there, putting their kids in them, going to turn them into VRBO, all that good stuff. We have actual companies that manage these VRBOs. And what they do is they run numbers for us. We'll send them an address and say, you know, what do you think this could return? And they do like a little pro forma, like a 1 year, a 3 year, 5 year, what have you. And it helps us with our investors. So if you're interested in learning more about VRBO, you know, give us a call, 480-451-3318. and we can, help you out. Love to work with you. What I tried to do here was pull some areas in town that have been kind of VRBO friendly, VRBO in demand. And I think the biggest strike zone, one of the, is in downtown Scottsdale. All around, you know, that whole, old town area.
Yeah.
It's like VRBO mania down there. And the key, guys, is, you know, you have to buy a remodel house or be prepared to remodel it yourself, which is fine. But we want to get a really great looking place and a really convenient, walkable type neighborhood or close to amenities like Old Town, you know.
How about this one in Broadway? On Broadway in Tempe.
Tempe, another one, yeah.
This is 1653 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, complete remodel. The more remodeled, the better. Mid-century modern gem, they call it. $354,880. This would probably be, what, $150, $180 a night?
Yeah, and that's what these guys do. But a lot of these, you know, in general, these places are, you know, returning, you know, 10 to 15% annually on cash. You know, give or take.
Is cash still king?
Yeah. Well, it's an easy way to
king cash
quantify a return. But so how about this one in Scottsdale, Rick? This downtown Scottsdale, near Old Town. So this is $385,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1-car garage, completely remodeled. And it's very close to the Scottsdale Stadium, the Old Town. Walking distance to this, that, and the other thing, which is restaurants, galleries, fashion square, all that stuff. 385. It's almost 1,300 square feet. This is the perfect VRBO scenario.
How about this one in Flagstaff? You were just talking about Flagstaff. This is a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 2,900 square feet, multi-level in the Pines. You gotta find a house in Flagstaff. It's gotta be in the Pines. It can't be in the, it's got to be above the tree line. $598,000. This one, you know, is going to, this would be the best VRBO here. Flagstaff Ranch Golf Club. I like that.
Well, so
there's another one in Flagstaff, 5-bedroom, 3-bath for $638. Any of these, we could get a pro forma when it comes to VRBO.
Yeah, the numbers. We want to, you know, obviously run the numbers, make sure they make sense.
South Scottsdale, there are, but here's the thing. A lot of people will buy VRBOs and they'll be in HOAs. And that is a no-no for the most part. But it's kind of one of those things that VRBOs with HOAs, HOAs have been fighting this for quite some time. So you got to find an HOA that's lenient.
Or a non-HOA like Tempe and South Scottsdale where they don't have HOAs.
But there are a few that I know of off the top of my head, little condominiums in North Scottsdale in that, say, 210 to 250 range that do not have minimum lease requirements that you could do VRBO in them.
So that's the thing. We're talking about budget.
You just have to give us a call.
We're talking about budget here. And we can find, like Rick said, there's stuff available in the 200s up to whatever you want to spend. And we kind of want to run the numbers. But the reason I go here is because the typical rental, if you pay cash for it and it's, you know, solid, you know, if it returns 5 to 6% a year income wise, you know, that's good. But, you know, VRBO has the potential to return more that I've seen in general.
I just did this with a client of mine who's coming in from out of state. They want to do a 1031 tax exchange on $550,000. So we looked at properties to buy two in that 240 to 270 range, and we were going to buy two of them. So then we went over the numbers, and the numbers came out to almost exactly what you're talking about. 5 to 6%, 4 to 6% when it comes to long-term unfurnished rentals. What you buy them for, what you rent them for, cash on cash, and it comes out to about 5 to 6%.
In general. Yeah.
And then we did some VRBO, projections. Now you may have it rented less time, but cash on cash investment came out to be at anywhere between 7 and 9%. So, and with less wear and tear. So it just really depends on your business model. Do you want to do VRBO or do you want to do long-term unfurnished rentals?
Yeah.
But what we ended up doing is we took the same $550,000 and we're going to buy two VRBOs with it. How about that?
There you go. And you said 7 to 9 and some of these stuff like up in Flagstaff, I got 10 to 15. So it's just going to depend. And we will be happy to run the numbers for you. Just give us a call, 480-451-3318. Up next, in honor of the big unit, a special auction. Homes, deals of the week, much more. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Yeah, help! Two men, a coke, and a bird in a bus. Yeah, help! Yeah, help! If you're near a bus, then you can't get to cuss. Yeah, help! Cause down the road you find someone.
Back with the Elton Brothers. Little Elton John was just in concert. Rick went to that. Well, maybe we'll say something about it, but this is Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties. We're also family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email is eltonbrothers@cox.net. And, of course, the website is eltonbrothers.com. How was Elton John's Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Goodbye Forever, even though he's going to be around touring for three more years concert?
Leave on Wes Wabu like a crown. Look at that map. That's what I may be going to Atlanta over the weekend.
Yeah, it's 20. It's 20 in Atlanta right
yuck.
Now. That's like the high for the whole eastern part of the country.
Yuck. Anyway, Elton John. Elton John.
We've been watching, going to Elton shows for...
1982 was my first Elton John show at Compton Terrace. And I got to say, to this day, it is probably the best show I've seen ever. I got to tell you that. I think...
Is it all downhill from there?
I don't know, but I've seen Elton so many times. I saw him with Ray Cooper. Remember him with Ray Cooper?
Yeah, the percussion show, yeah.
I've just seen him so many times, but that show always sticks out in my brain as to be one of the best shows I've ever seen in my lifetime.
I saw him at the Universal Amphitheater back in the 80s. That was a great show. And also at the Activity Center down at ASU, which I forget. I guess it was the Wells Fargo Arena. That was a great show.
I remember when he was here in 82 at Compton, you know who opened for him? Quarter Flash. remember that?
They lasted about the length of a light bulb, Flash.
Brian, one of our longtime listeners, loves rock and roll, loves concerts. I know he was at that show. Brian, were you at that show? You let me know.
Quarter Flash.
But anyway, Elton, this Elton show was by the book. It was pretty by the book, by the numbers, sang a lot of his multi hits.
What was the highlight?
The highlights,
cause you say by the numbers, then you know, you sent me videos of Rocket Man and Funeral for a Friend and Love Lies Bleeding and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And it all sounded great, but like, what was the highlight?
Someone Say My Life Tonight was great. Leave On, he did a long version of Leave On, which is beautiful. He, Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. He could have gone on for years, right? He could have gone on for hours.
Right.
I wish I could have faxed him
a set list
that he should have played. But he played all the hits that people wanted to hear: Philadelphia Freedom, Crocodile Rock, Bitches Back. You know, all the staples, right? These are all the pillars.
Sure.
But there are so many. He didn't sing one. He didn't sing anything really off Caribou. Didn't really sing. I would have just made it.
I think Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me is off Caribou.
No, that's off Yellow Brick Road.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Okay. Wait. Yeah.
Captain Fantastic saved
my life.
Captain Fantastic. I love the show. He still has a phenomenal voice. He cannot get off the bench. He needs to stay on the bench.
You mean physically?
Physically.
He's a hard time getting up off the bench.
You know how he used to just like get up, walk around for 2 minutes and 2 seconds?
Well, I remember he used to stand on the keys and start playing with his feet.
Yeah, he needs an elevator to do that now. But anyway, poor Elton. He's in his 70s.
Don't use the word poor. There's many adjectives. Older,
I love
wiser
it.
Elton.
I actually got to meet Elton.
That's right.
I got to meet him, and I said to him, you know, I've been associated with your name all my life. And then I asked him about a couple songs. I asked him physically about that show in 1982. I said, you know, you sang Tickin' at your Elton 1982 show. And from that on, I have been so wiped out about that particular song. And he goes, yeah, I can't sing that stuff because people, it's just weird. He wants to stay to the hits. People want to hear the hits. Cut to, I saw Styx. They didn't sing one hit and everything off the new album, and they want to become relevant again. And I was like, I need to get out of here.
Here's my insane, real quick, Elton John connection. So Elton John has a personal assistant. He did back in the 80s, and his name was Mike Hewitson. And when I first moved to Los Angeles in 1984, I ended up rooming in a little, you know, in a flat in West Hollywood with a guy by the name of Mike Hewitson, who was Elton John's personal assistant. Just by happenstance, just coincidence.
Didn't Elton leave a message one time?
Oh yeah, all the time.
Elton John used to leave messages.
Use messages in the place.
Crazy.
We were like the odd couple. He like had an affair with Richard Chamberlain and, you know.
Wow, we're saying a lot of last names.
A lot of last names. All right.
I'm gonna blow a gasket.
Speaking of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me.
Let's not let the time run out on this show.
So there's an auctions going on. We pulled some of the best auctions in town, but the biggest one is happening today. Today, people, on an 8-bedroom, 11-bath, pool, spa, casita on an acre, plus a den, 12-car garage, 5-car casita, 10-car slab, 31,000 square feet of house. They got it listed at $20 million. It's the big units place, Randy Johnson. It is going. There's no reserve on this property.
So you can buy it for $1,000.
Well, it's the lowest, the best bid is going to win.
Well.
So that's just one. So all these places that we're going to tell you right now, of which there's going to be a few, we'll do a few. They all have auction dates. We can, if you're interested, you want to pursue any of this, you just give us a call, 480-451-3318.
All right, let's do it quick. We don't have much time.
Go.
All right, so how about this property in Glendale? 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3,400 square feet, built in 83. Looks like it's going on the auction for $291,000.
I like this one in Carefree. Carefree, 4,000-plus square feet, 4-bedroom, 4-bath, plus a den office on an acre, plus a casita, 3-car garage. They had it at 636, going up for auction starting at 515.
How about Levine? 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1266 square feet, built in 05, 190 grand, going up for auction at 190,000 bucks. How about this one in Surprise? 6 bedrooms, 4 baths, 4455 square feet, the largest home in Surprise. Built in 04, going on the market for 649.
I like this one in Cave Creek, 5-bedroom, 3-bath, 3-car garage, almost 3,000 square feet, built in 1990, going up at 428. That's $145 a foot in Cave Creek.
All right, let's do another one. Let's go to Phoenix. Four bedrooms, 2.5 baths, 2,900 square feet, built in 79. Whoa. This looks like a really pretty great area. It's going on the market for auction for 683.
Can I just do one more? And then we'll do our listings.
Yeah.
This is crazy and surprise. Three bedroom, three bath, three car garage, Rick. 3,600 square feet. What do you think this is going up for?
Say it again. Sorry.
Three bedroom, three bath, three car garage. 3,600 square feet going up for 314. That's $87 a foot.
Good job. All right. Let's talk about some listings. We sold a few since last week.
Lucky for us.
Yeah. Let's see. Where is our stuff? Oh, it's right here. Here we go. Got it.
Yes, it's in your paperwork.
Seiko's property. We always begin with Seiko's property. This is in Cortabella. Three bedroom, three bath, separate casita, built in 1980. I'm sorry, it's 1980 square feet, built in 06. $449,000 for the cleanest, most immaculate, most beautiful, with the most beautiful long views of the 13th fairway in Cortabella. It's a guard-gated community with pools and spas and restaurants, just beautifully architecture.
How much, Rick?
$449,000.
All right, how about this in Gilbert? In Gilbert, beautiful, French Renaissance-inspired, four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bath, plus a den office, pool, three-car garage, six-car slab, 4,200-plus square feet, built in 2000. We had it at 525. Now we're at 515. That is $122 a foot in Gilbert.
Yeah, how about in Phoenix? This is in Aviano. You cannot beat it. It is at Pinnacle Peak and Tatum. Seven bedrooms, 6.5 baths, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. The largest Mirador plan in Aviano. Four-car garage, pool, spa, upgrades galore, full-out basement with theaters, bedrooms. You can't beat it for $1,249,000.
How about North Scottsdale, five bedrooms, three baths, plus a game room, den office, 2.5-car garage, almost 3,700 square feet, built in 02. It was 825. We did a big reduction. We're at 765, people, North Scottsdale.
Yeah, that's on a single level. Did you say that? Back to the open
single
preserve?
Single level, open preserve, East McDowell Mountain views. Come on.
I mean, can you beat it for 765 grand? How about 5 acres out there in Cave Creek where you could take a driver, a ping driver, and hit a Titleist Pro V1 from here to Harold's? 5 acres, sloping, custom lot. You could build a custom home on it.
Would you say it's God's country out there?
It's so beautiful. And you took the most beautiful pictures of it.
Check them out on ElternBrothers.com.
Dave is a photographer.
Anyway, and how much for that land? Because
I was going off on a tangent about you.
Yeah, well, we only got a minute.
So. $397,000 for 5 acres in Cave Creek.
There you go. Okay, one more. We've got not too much time. 1.195 for 7 acres out in Peoria, zone C2. Call us about that.
So what about Cactus? Hunter Street and Cactus. What is that music? The music?
They're playing different music.
All right. So how about 9 to 10 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms, 7,230 square feet, 2 acres. This is the perfect, it's got an attached guest house, $1,850 for 7,230, built in 78.
There you go. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage. Our other sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, Inspect 10 Home Inspections. Joshua, thanks for running things today. A big Elton Realty thank you to everyone of our listeners out there. Remember, if you got a house to sell, we got flexible fees, a radio show, 35 plus years. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. We'll see you next Thursday at 3 right here.
And opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving 3 generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage, BK10123, will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now, 602-606-6728. And save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518.
You're listening to Independent Talk. 1100 KFNX. Cave Creek, Phoenix. A division of...